8:56, 75 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets on this Friday morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, just a quick glance at the board here. What's going on with soybeans this morning, Bill?
Well, it's been all over the place, but we have made a little bit of a rebound here as we speak. At the current time, we have the July corn at 3.5 cents higher at 366 and a quarter. The December corn is up 3.5 at 388. They were down pretty hard overnight here going into the opening this morning. The July beans right now are down 4.5, and the November beans are down 3.25. That's a 946 and a quarter. The July beans are at 922. The low on July beans was 903 overnight. And on wheat, we're up about 1.5 cents on the July at 503 and a quarter. So what's going on, of course, is all the trade war talk and the tariff announcements this morning. They did announce a list of China tariffs this morning, 1,102 products, totaling about $50 billion in two sets. The first set will go on July 6th, $34 billion, and the second set's about $16 billion. That's under further review. Basically, the ball's in China's court now, and we'll see what their reaction is. Underlying fundamentals are kind of secondary right now, although if there was something there to talk about, maybe they wouldn't be so much so, but they are at the current time. The soybean... we do have crush out this morning, too, at 11 o'clock. The number expected by the trade would be a record at, I think it's 165 million bushels crushed for May. That'd be a May record. So, really, we're just sitting here, and anything can happen this time of the year. Keep that in mind. I just was looking this morning. Our low on July beans last year was at $9 on June 23rd. On July 11th, we're at 10:30. So it can be kind of wild this time of the year, and I guess I would expect that. But we've certainly taken it down here to levels that a person needs to just kind of step back and reevaluate where we're at. Corn's off 52 cents from its highs, somewhere in that area right now. And, you know, we've got the tightest stocks to use globally that we've ever had. So, as I say, I think the fundamentals are kind of out of the picture right now, and it's all based on this trade talk and the tariff situation.
All right, Bill, we'll keep a close eye on it as the day moves on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Weatherwise, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says, turning mostly sunny by this afternoon. Could see just a little bit of rain this morning. Look for a high of 88 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight will drop to a low of 71 degrees. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies, hot and humid tomorrow with a high of 94 degrees. Just be careful if you've got work to do outside tomorrow and Sunday when the high is 95. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 76 degrees at 9 o'clock.